This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Reaching for the stars. That's what we're doing. I sound like a little bit of Casey Kasem, right? Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Okay, so we can do that. We are, this program is filled with stars. We don't have Blake Shelton here with us or Gwen Stefani, but we do have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, so that's worth the price of admission here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, it is Wednesday. Been moving around so much, I forget what day it is. Hello, today is Wednesday, and there are serious things afoot in Washington. I walked by the White House yesterday when I was there just to see if it looked the way it used to look. And you know what? It did. Everything in Washington looked the way it did the last time I was there.
Well, the gates have been gold-plated. And
oh.
No, it's okay. A big Trump sign on the front. Right. Other than that.
Yeah. And Trump lives here. Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Jennifer, you'll notice, didn't chuckle at that. I was on a panel yesterday with your pal Sebastian Gorka in Washington. He has the firmest... People tell me that I have... Richie, you've shaken my hand. I have a very firm grip. And Gorka's a pretty big guy, and he's got big hands, and we exchange that look, Jennifer. You know, you look into each other's eyes and you shake hands and you try to see who's the stronger of the two.
He won.
So, no, actually, I think it was pretty much a tie.
Did you make him cry with that strong handshake?
No, I think what we talked about there yesterday, I'll get into this later on, it was a panel on China and our relationships with China, all different aspects of it. And I will tell you, not this is a bulletin, but, and I was around a lot of guys. Larry O'Connor, who does a program on MAL, Richie in the afternoon, was on the panel. Yeah, he is. He was on one side of me, and a guy named Fredericks, who owns a bunch of stations and is on, has sort of a morning network in Maryland, was on the other side of me. And then there were a couple of people from the Epoch Times who were there, and a fellow who was more knowledgeable about China. It sort of reminded me of being in a class when I was at Heidelberg, because I took a lot of political science and religion classes, and he was talking about Taoism and the fundamental philosophy of China going back thousands of years, and how it's so dramatically changed in the last year, the last 10 years, 12 years, certainly since the takeover of 1949. But it was really very, I got to thinking a lot about what Trump is about, and I was feeling better about some of the things that I didn't know, even though there were apologists for him there. Even Larry, Larry's more to the left than I am. I'm not to the left, I'm in the middle. They put me, Michael Harrison conducted
Larry O'Connor? Larry O'Connor is super conservative.
Yeah, he's way to the right of you.
Is he?
Yeah. He
didn't come across that way.
Yeah.
He didn't come across that way at all,
no,
actually.
No, no. He is.
Is he? Okay. Well, so I didn't see that. I didn't even get the gist of that. But what happened, Michael Harrison, who was the moderator of the panel, put me in the middle. So there were seven people, and the people on my right were right, and the people on my left were a little to the left, except maybe for O'Connor, I guess. And he joked with me about me being in the middle because most of them knew that I don't take strong political, I don't take personality political positions. Ooh, an alliteration. How do you like that? Personality, political positions. You impressed, Victoria? Personality, political positions. Yeah. So anyway, what I came out of it with was a much more interesting feeling about Trump and how this Chinese thing. We talked a little about the new arrangement with NAFTA, the old NAFTA, and what they call the new thing, MSRPQ or whatever the hell it is.
USMCA.
That too.
Easy to remember. U.S., Mexico, Canada.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer!
There you go.
I told you a few minutes ago how smart everybody was here. At any rate, a couple of the reporters chased me around afterwards and wanted me to tell them what I knew or thought about the USMCA with regard to agricultural issues and farm issues and stuff. But it changed my mind a little, frankly. The experience changed my mind a little about Trump. And it was more positive when I was done with it than it had been before. Not that I don't. I think he's done some really good things. I think he's done some foolish things. I think that some of the stuff that has to do with his personality gets in the way. And that's sort of what I took away in part from the conversation yesterday. And Richie, you say this from time to time. You know, his personality is one thing, but what's getting done is something else.
And yeah, no, I mean, so. I totally get what annoys people about him. When somebody walks up and says he's a jerk, I'm like, yeah, sure, yeah. He is.
He's a jerk. But he's getting stuff done.
But yeah. He's getting it done.
All right, so in light of all of that, yesterday was, as I was walking around in Washington, fully aware of what was going on as I was walking up 14th Street, the House Judiciary Committee did present their articles of impeachment. So what's the rub here, Jennifer? What do you think is... So he's facing impeachment charges. Big deal, right? I mean, is that
well,
kind of...
You know, it is a big deal, I think, because this is... I don't know. I was kind of bummed out all day yesterday. I knew it was coming. It was really? No surprise. It's not like I... But this is just now shaping what the future is going to look like in Washington, D.C., and for
every
all of
president
us.
President will be
we did talk about
from
that.
Here to the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's that. Like any time, and there's really, for as many people that don't like, I get it. People don't like him. People are think that
he's... Well, he's not likable. But he's doing some good stuff.
He's also, he doesn't know the rules of politics. So sometimes he does things that are not considered to be presidential or whatever that means. Uh-huh. But in any case, what has happened yesterday, I think the gravity of it should really sink in for people because from now on, from here on out in this country, when we don't like the politics of somebody in office, we are going to impeach them. And every president, you have the sworn testimony that of the one of those scholars who said every president has done something impeachable or that could have been considered impeachable in their time in office. Everybody, no one is immune from it because there is nothing in the Constitution that said if you do X, you can be impeached. If you do Y, you can be impeached. You can do Z if you are impeached. The framers of the Constitution left it very vague purposely because Congress has been trusted with oversight. So really, what is impeachment?
It
is
political. But then does it become meaningless to be impeached? Does it become meaningless? The standard then is, okay, it's just another ruse, another political...
I hope not, because it should be used for the most serious thing of offenses in our country. Mm-hmm. But it's not. And I think it started to not be with Bill Clinton, for those people who always want to go back, you know, to Bill Clinton.
Agreed.
But with Bill Clinton, there was actually something that he did in his defense that would have been deemed a problem if you had done it or if I had done it or if anyone had done it in a court of law, and that is lying under oath. You're not supposed to do that. Now, is that worth being impeached? That's for, again, there's no determination in the Constitution. There's a rule book. So Congress determined that it was impeachable, but that he shouldn't be removed from office, and that's what happened. So do I think Trump's going to be removed from office? No. Do I think this thing is going to get messier before it gets better? Yes. And do I think the future of politics has been forever changed by the precedents that yesterday? Absolutely.
Well,
now, for those people who missed it, it was abuse of power and obstruction of justice. That term bribery, quid pro quo, extortion that was used for the last couple of weeks, months, it's gone. It's not. It's missing. It's nowhere to be found in the articles that were pulled against President Trump. And I think that's the rub for a lot of people, again, that causes more division, is that we're told one thing and we're pushed and it's been drilled into us that there was bribery. And then when the rubber meets the road, there is no bribery that was even pulled in the articles of impeachment against the president. So it's a mess. It's just doing nothing but dividing us more and lock in because it is going to get messier.
Okay. So one of the things that came about as a result in the video and audio from this, this event that I was at yesterday will be available. I'll post it and it'll be posted lots of different places. One of the things that it was a focus on China and our relationship with China and what's going on with China. And the Chinese are cheering for this. No, not even really behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because they think this is the way the Chinese politicians don't like Trump. They think he's, you know, I mean, look at the trade business and how we're bringing him up. We talked about the last four presidents, and all of us scratched our head wondering, why in the world did the Chinese get this much out of us? And in fact, some of the other trading partners, why the heck did they get as much out of us as they have? We come from a position of strength, I mean, real strength. No matter what you say about how much money we borrowed, we have the deepest roots of any economy in the world by like a mile. The Chinese don't have. If we were to stop, if we would just stop buying things, and I know Victoria will say, well, in technology it's hard to do that, and yes, admittedly it is, but if we were to stop buying things like railroad cars, anything that's on the extraneous that we don't need, you can get someplace else. That would put a halt to a lot of the growth in China, and they have nothing except this, you know, the connection monetarily, and they don't have deep roots to the economy. And the two experts who were there that were Chinese expats, politically connected in China still, the Chinese government is afraid of only one thing. Not afraid of us, they're not afraid of anybody, they're afraid of themselves. The people, the restlessness, and we don't hear reports on this, the news media isn't doing its job as usual, the internal fighting and unrest in China. Did you know that the largest Mercedes-Benz dealer in the world was in Beijing? The largest, they sell more Mercedes in Beijing than any other city in the world. And the people who are working for a nickel an hour, a dime an hour, even a dollar an hour, see all these people driving around in Buicks and American cars and Mercedes and that kind of stuff, and they're getting pissed off. And you can see the best example is the most in-your-face example is what's going on in Hong Kong. But that's beginning to filter into, and the Chinese think, and this is internal stuff, that they could lose control of the people. And they got a lot of people to lose control over. So it's something, it's not a comfortable situation at all. And the other thing that I got out of this is that we are at war. It isn't, the Chinese are not interested in a hot war. They know, through all of whatever research they've done, how to get at us. They want the world to be, they envision by their 100th anniversary of 2049 to either have control of, everybody either succumbs to them or they're at war with them. That's it.
They think long term. They play the long game.
Our
politicians work in 2 and 4 year blocks. They work in 100 and 1,000 year blocks. And their thing is just poison them through their products we sell them.
Yeah, the food that they were getting. Oh my God!
Steal everything that we can steal from them.
Yep.
They're
completely unscrupulous.
And if I'm running China right now, it doesn't matter because my great great grandson will run the world.
Well, it's interesting because that's one of the problems. The younger kids don't like what's going on. The people who are running it now came through the People's Revolution in the 60s and 70s. And so they really are into it. But a lot of the younger people there are not into this at all. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out anyway. So thank you, Jennifer. The pillow that you're sleeping on, Sand. Remember that old song? Send me the pillow that you sleep on. I'm not going to do that. My pillow has pillows that they've sent to me. They've sent them to Jennifer. They've sent them to Victoria. They've sent them to Richie. We're all sleeping on my pillows. Now, can we challenge you to use the My Pillow bath towels? This is the latest thing, the best thing to come along in the towel department for a long, long time. Nothing Chinese about this. All of them are made in the USA, all these towels, everything that they have at MyPillow.com. That's one of the great selling points for those of you who want to look around for Christmas presents. The towel is 100% USA cotton, grown here in America, manufactured in America, and they absorb. What other message do you need? Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, save 30% on the pillows, I'm sorry, on the towels, 50% on the pillows, and up to 66% on selected items. Everything works, and it's guaranteed. 60 days, send it back. You don't like it? MyPillow.com, code DJV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The last couple of decades, Roxette, and the lead singer of this group, Marie Fredriksson, 61 years of age, has died from cancer. 17 years she's had it. 61 years of age. It's a group from Sweden. I mean, you got to remember the songs that they've done. Must Have Been Love, Listen to Your Heart. Right? Time goes by so quickly. It's not that long ago we spent days and nights in my tiny apartment listening to music we loved, sharing impossible dreams, and what a dream we eventually got to share, said her onstage partner, Per Gessle. Roxette's hits have been not only these two, It Must Have Been Love, You've Got the Look. Music was in Julia Roberts' film Pretty Woman, which was, what, in 86, 87, 88, somewhere in there?
92.
Pretty Woman? Really?
90, early 90s. 90, yeah. 91, 92, something like that. But every girl who's ever seen Pretty Woman knows that song Must Have Been Love because it's the pivotal part in the movie.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts is in the red suit, in the red pants, or a short suit, and she's in the back of the limo. Every girl knows that, like, by heart.
They had actually 6 top 10 hits, sold 80 million records around the world. Ms. Fredriksson was born in May of 1958, south of Sweden, had a solo career before she teamed up with Gessle. Roxette's first album, Pearls of Passion, made them stars in Sweden, but it wouldn't be until they released Look Sharp that they would gain worldwide recognition. In 2002, Fredriksson fell ill, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. She got aggressive treatment, which took a toll on her body, but it seemed to be successful at the time. She returned to the stage in 2009. Roxette went on to record several new albums and began touring again. In 2016, doctors told her she needed to step away from touring, focus on her health. She's survived by her husband and their 2 children. Isn't it a Christmas song? Was she there somewhere? So that's sad news about Marie Fredriksson. 26 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria. We Bitchy and I now focused on Sheryl Crow. Actually, Sheryl and Usher are going to be on New Year's Rockin' Eve, ushering in, if you'll pardon the pun, 2020, Times Square. Been the Big Easy. Ryan is the host. Let's see, the two of them are performing part of a central time zone celebration of the New Year's event. That is going to be hosted by Billy Porter in New Orleans, right? Isn't that, yeah, they're in New Orleans.
They're in New Orleans, yep.
Yeah. And they said, let's see, Porter said, in New Orleans we pride ourselves on being both a welcoming city and a world-class destination, which makes us the perfect city to welcome in the new year. The mayor is in on the act. The mayor, what a great name. The mayor's name is LaToya Cantrell. Isn't that good? That
sounds like a 90s R&B singer.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway, they are all excited about having this going on there. Seacrest hosted, what, he started with Dick Clark 15 years ago. How old is Ryan now? He's like, what, mid-40s? Mid-late 40s somewhere, man. Yeah. He's a smart kid. Anyway, Ciara is going to host the festivities on the West Coast, Jennifer, in L.A. And they'll be, let's see, Green Day will be performing Dua Lipa. Is that right, Victoria? Dua Lipa. Dan and Shay. Some more of those folks. So, Ryan and the whole business kicks off 8 o'clock, December 31st, New Year's Eve. On ABC, 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Republicans certainly not happy about House Democrats filing articles of impeachment against President Trump. They charge him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accusing Democrats of trying to remove a president simply because they dislike him. At a rally last night in Hershey, Pennsylvania, President Trump was suggesting the same thing.
But the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen.
The president's to sign an executive order today that interprets Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. They say that it's designed to fight what the president views as anti-Semitism on college campuses. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Wednesday, the December 11th broadcast of the DJV program with our focus on what's going on with you, with us. Jennifer Horn is here. So happy about that. Certainly happy about Victoria Keelan being here. I would like it if, and no offense, Richie.
Not taken. Yeah, I don't even know what you were going to say.
I was going to say that I wish Kara were here. And I'm thinking you're probably...
I'm with you, brother.
I miss Kara, but isn't it fun to have Rich back for a couple days? Come on.
Yeah, it is. No, it's fun to have Richie back.
And Kara looks nice like she's having a great time. I can't even look at her Instagram anymore. I'm so
really?
Jealous.
Why? What's going on? What is she doing?
Because she's in beautiful paradise beach pictures.
Really? Okay. So the upset of the last couple of days hasn't really upset her trip. She's fine.
No, but
fine
had she been nice, she would have taken Victoria and I with her. And yes. So, whatever.
Right. But yeah, so there we are. A girl's weekend off. That had been kind of fun. So we have the realities of what's going on in the world to discuss, Victoria, and that is troubling sometimes what the realities are. Another shooting, this time in New Jersey, so you have the scoop on that. What's the story?
Yeah, in my home state here, this was pretty devastating yesterday. This was a shooting that stretched across three locations, and a police officer lost his life. Others were injured. Civilians were injured. The two suspects have been killed. The whole thing it went on for hours. All the trains were stopped. All the schools were on lockdown. This was just the most disruptive thing.
It was like a movie gun battle, wasn't it?
It was. It was. It was
like that.
Okay. Yeah, it started at the Bayview Cemetery, and that's where they first, that's where people first reported hearing shots, and that was just before 2 p.m., or actually, that was at 12:30 p.m. Then they, the suspects, I guess, were then engaging with police, firing back and forth, and then it stretched, it eventually ended in a kosher grocery store. So they're, the mayor of Jersey City, they said this investigation could last weeks or even months. They have no idea, really, what was going on with this. They don't believe it was terrorism. They do believe it was targeted, but they're not exactly sure if this was targeted against the Jewish community or if this was something between suspects and it just happened to be in that location. So I think that it's going to be a while.
The fact that it starts in a cemetery,
I know. Yeah,
is,
I know, right?
It tells you something is really weird. It's definitely new. I mean, what terrorist starts in a cemetery?
Right.
You know, they're already dead.
Yeah. I mean, this could be a drug deal.
It could
be a drug deal gone wrong. You know, I think that's what. Yeah, and I think that's what some people thought yesterday. But Governor Murphy praised the police response. It was very swift, and unfortunately, you know, an officer lost his life trying to apparently apprehend one of the suspects. So. Lots of today's schools were delayed opening. Lots of security. Mayor de Blasio of New York sent extra police to protect the Jewish community in Jersey City, which is a pretty strong community. So they're not exactly sure if this has anything to do with that community, but they just want to be
what's that?
Extra. Yeah, they want to be extra safe. So there's a lot more police protection now in Jersey City for the Jewish community. So it's kind of a developing story still, even though it's, you know, almost 24 hours old at this point, but lots of unanswered questions.
So a couple of places to go here. I can go to Israel with a connection, the Jewish connection, or I can go to a Somerset, New Jersey hospital. Where is Somerset, New Jersey? Anyway, I'm trying to remember where Somerset, New
Somerset
Jersey
is. It's about an hour west and slightly south of New York City.
Okay. So yesterday, apparently, there was a woman in surgery who, according to the reports, was going through a gynecological procedure, and the anesthetics didn't work, and the doctors did the operation anyway.
Oof.
And the screaming could be heard all over the hospital.
Why are we talking about this?
No.
I don't know. I just thought it was Somerset, New Jersey. All right, so then I'll go to Israel for the next story. Another election. So what do we think now? The Prime Minister Netanyahu is kind of in the same fix in a manner of speaking, although it's not the same. It doesn't play out the same in Israel with their government as ours does. But he's in a jam over there, and they don't seem to be able to put together enough of any group to come up with a government, right? It seems they're going to try to hold another election. But, you know, they have until, what, tonight to do this? It's Crazyville over there. It is. And we talk about upset all around the world. You know, there is something to be said, and I don't know how to analyze this, because I have very close ties to Israel, and apparently either the Russians and or the Chinese are meddling in this. The Russians more like to meddle in elections than the Chinese do. The Chinese don't really meddle in elections per se. They're more busy doing other things. But because there's so much technology, and Israel is one of the wealthiest countries, I think everybody knows that, in the world for its size especially, and all kinds of stuff. A lot of corruption. There's always been a lot of corruption there. So Netanyahu is just the type who would not turn a blind eye to somebody bringing him a package of money. That's my, having looked at the guy, I was talking about shaking Sebastian Gorka's hand yesterday, the same feeling. Netanyahu is a tough, tough, strong guy. When I shook his hand, there was a squeeze there that I felt the same, you know, as when I described Gorka. He's a tough guy. And so I think he's the kind of guy that thinks he can beat whatever anybody can throw at him. You know, we all know somebody like that, right? In your life, don't you know somebody who is so solid or so secure, either that or so immune to, you know, good and bad? He just said, well, I'm going to do this and nobody's going to stop me from doing it. It's almost like he was a political thug. Is that going too far, do you think, to describe him? Well, maybe nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know if thug's the right word.
Well, what's the right word? I don't know what the right word.
He's pretty corrupt, so who knows?
Yeah, looks like he's pretty corrupt under the
circumstances. Well, allegedly. I mean, we have to wait till and see what happens. That's one thing that's been happening a lot lately is that, and it's happening, like, with the Me Too stuff. It happens all the time. As soon as, like, the allegation comes out.
Oh, yeah, you're guilty.
It's like, and he might be. Look, there, you know, obviously there's a lot of smoke around them. It has been for years, he and his wife, but...
Speaking of corruption,
been convicted, so I don't know that it's going to be that far along before they, you know, are going to get him on stuff too. And like you said, Jen, it's been years. This is one of those cases where there's smoke, there's I think definitely fire. So I believe in innocence until proven guilty. In this case, sure, maybe there's a chance that he didn't do anything. It just doesn't seem like
he did something.
Well, because the media, but don't forget the media also really hates Netanyahu, and so and the media there is a lot like our media here.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that I feel that way, but there's a different, the variables in news media coverage over there are much different than they are here. There's a religious point of view, there's an ethnic point of view, and there's sort of a social point of view that's presented in a way that we don't get over here. So I'm not sure that that's really the case. But at any rate, I think the guy's is corrupt. I think at the end of the day you'll find that. At any rate, speaking of corruption, boy, I've done a great job of threading things here, don't you think? Here's the story of Duncan Hunter, misuse of campaign funds. The Office of Congressional Ethics says there is, quote, substantial reason to believe that Duncan Hunter misused campaign funds. So what did he do with it? This is your guy, Jennifer. What did he do with the money?
He's not my guy, but he's in San Diego, actually. He's in a little pocket in northern San Diego County. The accusation is that he spent $625 to fly his rabbit someplace.
That might be the funniest one.
is that he had, like, multiple affairs and rabbit. that he used taxpayer money to kind of fund the travel for those affairs. Mm-hmm. The thing that switched with Duncan Hunter is that he and his wife went through this very bitter divorce. And for a while, I actually thought he was going to pin a lot of these campaign finance violations on the wife. But she turned and she started talking and gave the feds a whole lot of evidence, I think, against him. Let me just say, I would not want to be in that marriage right now. It is got to be very contentious.
So here is in his magnanimous decision, he's going to step down from his seat. Yeah, really. Hello.
Well, what's funny is all these accusations happened in 2018.
And he still got reelected.
Voted for him. Yeah, people still voted for him and reelected him. And so he was going to serve it out until the end of his term, and then he wasn't going to run for reelection, which was the right thing to do. But now I think it got so hot, he's just getting out.
Holiday time. Holiday food drive. Today is the holiday food drive for needy animals. Needy Animal Day. Focusing on collecting animal food to bring to shelters and humane societies. What a great idea. Please do this. Find the shelter. Find the humane society. Bring them food. Food drive set up by individuals or organizations, either or. Food like dry dog food, wet dog food, cat food, and treats for the dogs, blankets for the animals, toys they can play with. Donated to organizations today. Holiday food drive for needy animals going on today, Wednesday, December the 11th. In sports, I thought, this is sort of the continuing story here of Rick Singer, the mastermind behind the college admission scandal. Do you see that he approached seven Stanford University coaches? Stanford conducted an external investigation, found Singer tried to recruit the coaches to take part in these frauds. As early as 2009, one took the bait, John Vandemore, the sailing coach. He's been fired. School didn't identify the other coaches as well. They ought not to if they didn't bite. So, you know, why would you want to embarrass them or put them under more scrutiny? But the school said that Vandemore tried to get two students into Stanford through the sailing program, and it turned out neither one of them got in anyway. And then he pleaded guilty to racketeering charges. He pled guilty. president of Stanford, Mark Tessier Levine, revealed Singer donated $770,000 to the school to get these kids in. So who were the kids, I guess would be the question. They come up with seven. Imagine, what do you $770,000 to go? If you have that much money, it's like Monopoly money. You're going to throw $770,000 at a school that isn't, I mean, it's not a bad school, but it isn't that good.
I don't understand any of this. I think it's just crazy. The girl, the father of, Lori Loughlin's husband, Massimo, what's his name?
Yeah,
teacher
Massimo
guy.
Migumbo, yeah.
You know, he said one of his dum-dums' daughters, they couldn't, I guess he was afraid she was going to go to Arizona State, like that's the worst thing in the world. And he was quoted, I guess he was caught on tape saying that he wanted to get her into USC because God forbid she went to Arizona State. So yeah, they paid $600,000.
And so
why do they care?
Paid $6.5 million.
She's Singer making said, YouTube videos in her bedroom. I don't think she's going to be splitting atoms anytime soon. So who cares where she goes to school? You know?
Do you realize that somebody paid this guy Singer $6.5 million?
Yeah.
To fix it.
I think that was the Chinese. Right. I think that was the Chinese woman. Then she claimed later on that she didn't know how schools in America worked, and she thought that was normal. Yeah, it's normal. Everyone pays $6.5 million.
All right.
It's crazy.
So the game on Sunday, the Patriots, and who they play on Sunday? The Patriots played who they. Lost.
Oh, I forget.
The Chiefs.
Okay, that's right. Mahomes.
So, what position is Patrick? Is it
Mahomes. He's the quarterback.
He'd be the quarterback and the best one in the league.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Chief. Right. So his girlfriend.
Sports report.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to tell this story.
Who's my homie here? My homie.
You my homie? Versus you're my homie. Brittany Matthews is his girlfriend, and she was so uncomfortable, the harassment from Pats fans who figured out who she was so bad, the stadium security around her, well, there was stadium security when apparently she went in, and that's how people knew it was her, and then they left, but they had to come back again, because the Pats fans were such jerks, and they are.
What a shock! What a shock!
Yeah, the Patriots fans are absolute jerks. Really jerks.
From Philadelphia on up to Boston, Philly, New York, and Boston fans, they are ruthless.
It's intense.
They are ruthless if you're an opposing fan.
All right, Jennifer, what do we have on television tonight? What's good?
Well,
what's hot?
We have a cat who's in the way. After we get rid of her.
The cat getting right in the way of your screen.
I don't know what her problem is today. She just will not leave me alone.
She heard today is holiday food drive day. So she wants some of
you had to say wet food, and she was just whammo. All right, tonight on CBS, now that I can see, CBS Survivor is new tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of SEAL Team. Get used to the new TV tonight because it's going to be gone starting next week. SWAT is also new on CBS tonight at 10. ABC has a new night, and they are doing all their Christmas episodes this week. The Goldbergs at 8, Schooled, Modern Family, and Single Parents at 9:30. At 10, a new episode of Stumptown. On NBC tonight, you have Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways. Once again, she's giving it all away, followed by a new episode of Making It. That's at 9 o'clock. And then tonight on Fox, The Masked Singer continues. And there was a big clue and a reveal last night, followed by an episode of Almost Family at 9.
I thought it was interesting. Whoopi Goldberg scolded the audience yesterday in The View for cheering about impeachment. That was the right thing to do. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DJV program. Let's get to Victoria and the new warning from Chrome, Google Chrome. What's the scoop?
Well, Chrome's rolling out a new version. It's version 79. It includes a pretty cool feature and a number of password protection improvements. The biggest addition is that Chrome is now going to warn you when your password has been stolen or if it's been part of a data breach. This is really, really big because we know how many people, despite all the warnings, how many people reuse the same password on every online account, and then, lo and behold, they're part of a data breach. And you can sign up for, there are various Credit Karma has a free data breach thing that you can sign up for that I've actually am a part of. You can also do Have I Been Pwned. There are other free services, but it's really handy if you use Google Chrome. And security-wise, it actually is very safe. If you're a PC user, I would actually recommend Google Chrome over other options. So now, actually, when you sign into Google Chrome, it will automatically pop up and tell you. It'll send you warnings about passwords that are being reused. That's part of the password checkup tool that's also new. And then they're also going to let you know that if you have been part of a data breach, if your password has been stolen, or if your password is not strong enough for certain phishing sites, because they have a whole list of things. And that actually used to update every 30. Now it's updating every 30 minutes. It used to update like once or twice a day, and then they found account, Google found that the people who are trying to fish and steal your money and your info, that they actually quickly were switching domains. They were hiding from Google. So Google had to up their effort there. So if you've been phished, Google will also let you know, which is great. So a lot of the new stuff is real-time protection, and they said that they're going to catch 30% more cases of phishing with this new technology that they're using for Google Chrome users. So if you're using multiple profiles, there's also new support for that. So like if you sign in maybe for a business account in Gmail and then a personal one, everything will be combined, and so it will share all of that data within your multiple profiles. So Google or Chrome 79 is actually live now. All of the features, depending on where you are in the country, they're kind of rolling out in different over the next few weeks in different areas. They're going to be on desktop versions of the browser. No word yet on mobile, so we'll find out how that goes. But for right now, Chrome is taking some serious steps to protect your passwords.
What does it mean, pwned?
Have I Been Pwned is the website that you can go in. It's free. You type in your email address,
but
and it will tell you.
What does pwn mean? That's what I was trying to get at.
Because they probably couldn't get it owned. Like it just means
some play on it.
Have you been phished? Have you been part of a data breach? It's a great website. You can go in, type in all of your email addresses, and it will tell you automatically if that email address is associated with a breach.
Got it. Speaking of association, that Chinese ensemble I got together with yesterday, they don't like Google, and the Chinese love them because they're a problem to be talked about later. Right now, WYZE intros affordable smart locks.
The Geek Out.
One of my favorite smart home brands, Wyze, continues to expand its affordable product line. Last week, the Seattle brand, known for its outstanding $30 security cameras, announced a new wireless deadbolt lock. Wyze Lock is exactly what it sounds like, a device that fits over your existing deadbolt and provides wireless access. It's powered by AA batteries and can be operated via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi and will later gain voice command features via Alexa and a Google Assistant. Wyze is also coming out with a related keypad that's placed outside, allowing visitors or somebody without the app to operate the lock. The Wyze Lock is only $89 and can be pre-ordered now, and we posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, Waze, what's it allowing you to do, Victoria?
Waze is the navigation app that so many people are using. It's the biggest competition to Google Maps. And so now winter storms, obviously, leaving lots of roads unplowed and becoming impassable. So now on Waze, you can report if a road has not been cleared. And it's called Snow Warnings. And this is a partnership with the Virginia Department of Transportation. And then so it's kind of been rolled out from there. It's in 185 countries now.
Good for them.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.